أنتم برفقة اس بي اس عربي 24.
كيف يا ترى بتختاروا الكارير باث تبعكم؟ هل بناء على المردود المادي أو بناء على حبكم للتخصص الدراسي؟ رح نسمع قصة ديانا رعد. ديانا إذا ميديكال ساينتست بتشتغل بالباثولوجي أو بعلم أمراض الدم، وحظيت الحقيقة بدعم كتير كبير من أهلها أنها تدخل على هذا المجال STEM، اللي هو الساينس تكنولوجي انجينيرينج أند ماث. للأسف اليوم مشاركة النسائية فيه منخفضة إلى اليوم، ليس فقط في أستراليا وإنما حول العالم. أهلا ديانا.
يعني ديانا نعرف أنه يلي بيدرس شغلة بيحبها بيبرع فيها، وأنت كتير بتحبي العلوم، وهي هيدي شغلة يعني مش معروفة كتير عند السيدات، هذا النوع من الاختصاص ما في كتير سيدات. خبرينا عن شغفك بهالمجال اللي اخترتي.
I always used to question why things work. Well, I think science evidence it shows you الدنيا بتشتغل. هلا بس نشتغل على research. We're working towards something much bigger than ourselves.
من أنت صغيرة ديانا؟ Was that your dream job growing up؟ إنه أنا بدك تصيري scientist.
Yeah, I knew at a younger age that I loved proving things. I always questioned why. كنت ضل أسأل أهلي ليش تهدي هيك ولا هيك. And that's what science does. It answers questions.
خلينا نحكي أكثر ديانا عن الجامعة. يعني أنت خلصتي HSC بعدين دخلتي على الجامعة برضو medical sciences. عدد الفيميل ستودنتس بهاي التخصصات بالستم in general بعده قليل، يعني كان 34%، رجع صار 36% in 2019. How was your experience يعني at university؟ حسيتي انه معظم اللي عم بدرسوا هذا المجال males؟
مزبوط. That's true. It is. After it صفي كانوا males.
Was that demotivating for you?
No, I think لازم الشخص. I know it can be, but I think الشخص لازم يتذكر إنه they're doing something and just putting it in their mind and being confident in doing what they're passionate about. Of course, when like it's more like male dominated field in like some classes, like physics especially, it can be a little bit like you feel like you're the odd one out, but at the same time it's really like important to overcome that.
Did you get enough support from your professors?
I did.
ديانا، يعني لما خبرتي أهلك عن المجال اللي اخترتي، كيف كانت ردة فعلهم؟ شجعوك أم اقترحوا عليك إنه تدرسي شيء أسهل؟
أهلي لا، they've never told me to أدرس شيء أسهل. No, they always wanted me. They always pushed me to do better and keep studying. And they just really wanted like a better life for me. So they never told me to go down the easy field. And I think that helped me a lot. Just the encouragement at home. You know, keep pushing yourself, Diana. This is hard, but nothing comes easy. So that encouragement that, you know, I can do this, just like other people can do this, you know, that of course helps.
What about your siblings and your friends? How did they react to your decision to get into STEM and sciences?
Good, they were supportive, and I think that's really important, especially when you want to go down a field like science. You need to have people around you that support you, support your dreams, even if they don't fully understand why you choose a particular road. Because it, like you said, it's not something that is very common. So I think it's really important to have supportive people, and people that don't support you and don't support your dreams, then you really shouldn't have them in your life.
وشو بتقولي للصبايا يلي يمكن بيحبوا إنه يخوضوا مجال علمي ولكن يعني بيكونوا خايفين إنه ما في كتير يمكن بنات بهالمجال أو إنه يكون مجال صعب؟ شو بتحبي تقولي لهم؟
أول شيء ما تخافوا. You know, ما تسمعوا لا like people that are going to, you know, put you down about choosing something, because at the end of the day, you're the one that's going to be working, not them. You're the one that's going to be in this profession, not them. So appreciate who you are, tap into your thoughts, your skills, your talents, and use them as the driving force towards achieving your dream. Be who you are.
Tell us about work. يعني, is it also a male-dominated work environment, or it's different in comparison to university?
The leadership is a little bit more male dominated, but that's changed so much over the years. So I think right now in comparison, but the numbers are very, the females are getting there. It's become 40% females and 60% males, whereas before it was much more, there was much more gap. So thank God we live in 2021 and the previous female scientists that have paved the way for us.
Thank you, Diana. Best of luck with your career. Next time, نحكي أكثر عن مجالك, عن medical sciences, عن pathology. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
اضغطوا على اللايك أو على الشير أو اكتبوا تعليقاً. تابعوا SBS عربي 24 على الفيسبوك.